Israel. Thursday night before Pesach, Toshinayan, Vahalocha. Okay, a few things, a few short things, which will equal one long thing, maybe. First of all, now everybody can come Sunday night and help with the B'dikas Chometz. We have here Achsadra La'Ora Nevdekas. We don't need any extra or haner for Chayrin Uzdokin. We have, Baruch Hashem, enough or to check. And indeed, the Poskim nowadays, the contemporary Poskim, they allow you, they say, keep the light on in the room. When you make B'dikas Chometz, there's no reason why you can't keep the light on. And the added light of a flashlight will help you. It's not an inyan of Sharga Batira Mayahani. And they say there's really, you keep the light on, which is a relief to all of those who have tried to find Chometz or Haner in the dark and you can't see anything. Okay, that's number one. So everybody should be here Sunday night. The way Dr. Stern sets up the Bedika, it's very Masudar. Everyone takes a piece of the building, so to speak, and it really gets done relatively quickly if everybody chips in. And as I said in previous years, since your wife cleaned the house so well, it could be this is the only makom left that you really are doing B'dikas Chometz, K'takonas Chazal, on early Yudalid. Everything else is just a mop-up operation. So come, and there will be a chance to be Mekayim the Mitzvah B'Milua. Okay. Matzah, say the night. So you have Midyaraisa, you only have to eat one kazayas. No matter what it feels like, and no matter what it looks like, and no matter what they tell you, Midyaraisa, you only have to eat a kazayas of matzah. There isn't a tzidz shita and other shitas that all matzah you eat the first night of Pesach is included in the mitzvah asei chiyuvis, as they call it, or be'erev tochlu matzahs. It's just a minimum is a kazayas. But any matzah you eat that night is a fulfillment of the positive b'chiyuv dikah mitzvah saseh, not even the gross sheet of matzahs all 7 days. But even the chiyuv, the Netziv says, be'erev tochlu matzahs, it's just the minimum is a kazayas. All right, it's perhaps not muchruch after kedei achilas pras, but al kaponim, you have to eat a kazayas midiraisa. Now, the famous sheet is that a kazayas becomes a chatzibeya. Nowadays, Mishnah Berurah paskens in a Dioraisa, you should be choshesh for that shita. It's known as the Chazanish. The Chazanish didn't think of it. I believe the Chazanish made it somewhat normative halacha, or maybe he was just lucky to be around in a door where everybody's afraid not to go along with the Chumrah. So it's called the Chazanish shita. And you should certainly do it. Mishnah Berurah paskens, you should do it in the Dioraisa. What ends up being ironic is that the Mishnah Berurah's description of eating matzah, Leil Seder, that you eat a kazayas from the middle matzah and a kazayas from the top matzah, that's not Dioraisa. So really, following the Mishnah Berurah's guidelines, the person who's eating a kazayas from the middle matzah and a kazayas from the top matzah, which is the person conducting the seder, so he would only have to take the kula dika kazayas from the middle and the kula dika kazayas from on top, equaling the bigger kazayas, the chazanish kazayas. Because that's the rabbanon, that whole asik of taking from the middle and the top. While the people he's giving out to, I'm assuming they are not going to get a kazayas from the middle and a kazayas from the top matzah, so they'll be eating just a kazayas of matzah. But they have to eat the bigger shear, because that's the araisa. I mean, that's the Mishnah Berurah's psak. So they end up, everybody ends up eating the same amount, the kazayas gadol, as it's called. What is this kazayas gadol? So the best estimates that I've seen are, if you're using a machine shmura, which no one will admit to using, but if you do, you could eat a half of a matzah, a half of a machine matzah. And by a hand matzah, it's very hard because they're not uniform. Machine matzahs are uniform. But they talk about a quarter. A kazayas gadol, now we're talking about, is a quarter of a hand matzah. And they brought down, I saw that the stipler used to, the palm of the hand, what fits in the palm of your hand with the fingers, without the thumb, That's what he used to consider a kazayas gadol, a chazanish kazayas. So when the din says you really lechatchila is supposed to swallow the whole kazayas at once, it's not as crazy as it sounds, and you could really perhaps do it. Sipping water during eating the matzah, which should be eaten within 2 or 3 minutes, or 3 or 4 minutes, but certainly no longer than that. B'di'evad, if you have someone that can't, you go up to 9 minutes, but certainly more than lechatchila. I mean, someone who doesn't have to stretch it out to 9 minutes should eat it within 3 or 4 minutes. And you could take a sip of water in the middle to help you down with the matzah. It's not preferred. So if you don't have to, don't. But if you feel you have to, especially you made an alachilas matzah, you have to eat the shir, poshet al tz debroch, al tz tekiyah mitzvah saseh. Okay, so that's that. For korech is the rabbanon, so you have to take a smaller kazayas, so that's a quarter of a machine matzah. And the palm of the hand, they said, without the fingers. That would be the smaller kazayas of the hand matzah. So again, you have to estimate, you take a little more. You spend the seder with those colored cardboards, and you end up being the siyachtas from the bracha. I'm just kidding. You can end up with more problems. One of the Erev Pesach jobs I suggest is to pre-cut, not just toilet paper, but pre-cut the matzah and the maror into the sheer dikka amounts and put them in bags or put them inside, and this way everybody around the table gets already, they don't have to measure. It's been done in Erev Pesach. It could be one of the Erev Pesach jobs. Okay. Wine. So the smaller amount, the same inyan, same issue, except that wine is certainly drabonon. There's no Kiddush of Shabbos this year, so it's certainly drabonon. So we're talking about 90 milliliters and 150 milliliters in terms of the two shiurim. But here we could really, it becomes very complicated because there's a chumrah to drink the whole kais and a chumrah to drink roiv the kais, and me'ikar adin, you only have to drink a revius, lechatchila, a whole revius, and the avid roiv revius. So what's better, to buy a cup that's a complete revius, and this way you can drink the whole revius, but it's only 90 milliliters, or to get a 150 milliliter cup, and to end up drinking not even Rove Coast, maybe, or Rove Coast, but not the whole coast. And so that's, you got a balance, and then should you add grape juice? Maybe you shouldn't add grape juice. The Bedatz called up, I called up the Bedatz, and by mistake I pushed the Hebrew button, so they were talking Hebrew. But I believe, I don't know if they said, I asked them about a specific Dal Kahal wine, you know, the low alcohol wine. They said it's wine mixed with grape juice. That's how they produce it. They were talking about Efrat Kal. Now, I believe he said that all of them are like that, that the Bedatz gives a Hechsher on. The guy in the wine store sold someone here that the Bartanura is not like that. It's naturally 4%. I don't know if the... Okay, that's certainly preferred than a mixture. You could do your own mixture. Kedem in the glass bottles, if you get hold of it, makes a non-mevushel grape juice. It's in the glass bottles as opposed to the plastic bottles, and that's non-mevushel grape juice. So you could do your own mixing, and you could, you know, play around. You should not add red wine to white wine to make it red, even though ain't shviya ba'ochlin, but if you are makbid, you want it to be a certain color, there's a chumrah not to do it, even ba'ochlin, and this is the classic case that everybody gives as an example, that it's to say the night, and you want your wine to be red, so you mix in red wine into the white wine, so don't do that.
You can have the red first.
And what?
You can have the red first and put the white in.
Yeah, you can do it that way. You have to be careful about Sfiya Ba'ichlan. Okay, and that's it. Everybody should have a Kashrut Pesach.